We continue our discussion today with the District 25 Republican Party, talking with District Chairman Matt Evans here this morning. Matt, thank you so much for being on the show with
us. Thanks for having us here in the studio.
Matt, let's start with a little personal information. Can you give us some family background here?
Sure. So I'm a software engineer. My wife and I have lived here in Richland County since 2013. We've got four kids that we homeschool. She's a stay-at-home mom. I worked for Microsoft for 22 years as an engineer and an engineering manager. I quit Microsoft a few years ago. I started my own software and IT consulting business, and I've been doing that. And I'm getting to experience kind of one of the joys that seems to get rarer and rarer these days. My older son actually has joined me in that business, and he and I have been able to start working together, which has been such a blessing.
Matt, if you could share your backstory and your background and how you came to this spot with the local Republican Party.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been on the Walcott Township Board of Supervisors now for about 7 years. That was something where I was asked to do it, and you know, the guy who asked me to join that said, "Look, this is local government at its rawest form, right? We need people to keep track of getting the gravel on the roads and making sure that the zoning is good and just the nuts and bolts and real sausage making of your local government." And I've enjoyed that even when I didn't know that I could get yelled at as so much about gravel. But you know, the people are passionate and that is honestly good, right? Like what's, you know, even if it's frustrating to hear from passionate people sometimes, what's worst is apathetic people. And so it's great when you hear from people who, you know, care about something. And, you know, I learned this as kind of a people manager. Your people aren't always happy with you, and your job is to hear them out and understand. You know, like there's a lot of value there, right? They're feeling strongly about something. They know something that I need to know, and my job is to kind of to extract that from their unhappiness and dissatisfaction. Say, how can we turn this into a solution? How can we, you know, you've brought me valuable information, right? Like CEOs will do things like pretend to be, you know, waiters or flight attendants or whatever, just try and get this valuable information about what's really going on. So, you know, hearing from people and getting sort of that inside intel on you know, what's animating them, what they care about, what they need. That's been a really great experience, actually, even at the township level.
Matt, from a political and a personal standpoint, is listening and learning part of your strategy?
Absolutely. My wife likes to tell me that I'm one of the rare people who can actually learn something and change their mind as the result of hearing new information.
I love that.
So that might, you know, that might make some people nervous, but I reserve the right to change my mind if I learn something new.
All right. Let's talk about the Matt Evans party platform for the upcoming election.
Sure. The super short version of this is that, you know, I'm quite socially conservative, but I'm also quite pragmatic. You know, I'm a software engineer. I have that engineering mindset. I like to think about things in terms of, you know, well, what are the first principles? Let's start there. What assumptions do we have in the system? And do those assumptions still hold, right? And if we agree on this thing, then what sorts of things sort of logically inhere from that basic assumption or starting premise that we've got, right?
Sure.
So I bring kind of a systems approach to how I want to think about things. And one of the experiences also that I learned is that I have a lot of words. I apologize.
You're talking to the right guy.
but one of the things that I do occasionally pull out of my hat with those words is that I tend to bring clarity to situations. There are a lot, you know, I've spent a lot of time in my life in big group discussions, right? You know, professionally, at church, in volunteer settings, right? And one of the things that's really valuable in those settings is someone who can kind of say, I've heard a lot of voices today, you know, a lot of different good things here. It is a complicated issue. Here's what I think I'm hearing. Does this actually capture what we're really still on different pages about, right? Mm-hmm. Have I heard this correctly? Bringing that clarity to conversations is something that I do seem to have some talent for.
Matt, I have to ask, you know, as far as the clarity, you know, that word, if you could break it down, is that based on a kind of frustration? You know, some people come at me too with a word salad. And is it with you the same way? Is it based on a kind of frustration on not being clear?
Sure. you know, on it, I first started cutting my teeth on this sort of thing as a young husband. You know, I desire, like everyone, for the most harmonious possible marriage that I can have. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I learned early on is that I'm not inside my wife's head and she's not inside mine, and that our brains work quite differently.
Right.
And in my professional career, I definitely learned that even other software engineers, people who I thought would be just like me and just as nerdy as I am and interested in all the same, there are a lot of different minds out there, and they work in a lot of different ways. And people don't always, you know, say exactly what they're, you know, thinking. And people sometimes are too shy, or they don't, you know, they feel uncomfortable. And so one of the things that I really benefited from, you know, professionally was just learning how to really just extract the great ideas out of people and make a comfortable environment for them. So the ability to kind of get the most out of people and help make sure that their contributions matter are and included, that's been a skill that I've had to develop. I wasn't just born that way.
Right.
That was very hard for me, actually, but I really benefited from you know, going through that struggle, let's say, both, you know, in my personal life and in my professional life. And so now that's something that I'm really able to bring to the table.
Matt, if we could here, while we're talking, let's get into some word definition here. The word compromise, where does that fit into the Matt Evans equation here?
Well, it's unfortunately part of reality.
Right on.
The way I would answer that is to say there are things that we should compromise on. And there are things that where we really need to hold firm and just be patient with people, you know, steadfast and patient. God is patient with us, right? You know, and I really appreciate that. And so we're called to be patient with others the way that our Creator's been patient with us. So that doesn't mean that you capitulate in the meantime. That doesn't mean that you roll over and say, well, you know, let's this is good, that's bad, let's settle on the average. No, you don't. You don't do that. So
but there is a cap.
There's a cap.
Okay.
The point that I would make there is that it's really about the policy and it's really about the outcome. For me, it's not about the person at all. I've been asked several times, like, you know, would you hold a grudge against a Democrat or something? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, one of the things that I hope to work on if I make it to the legislature are things related to technology policy and kind of modernization.
District Chairman Matt Evans, been a pleasure, Matt. Anything else you would like to add before we wrap it up?
So, you know, as you guys heard, I am the chairman of the local Republican Party, and one of my jobs is to recruit candidates to run for office. So we have an outstanding team this year. We've got Senator Larry Lewick, who's been doing a great job for us. We have Representative Kathy Scraw, who's been doing a great job for us. Now, we had one more spot to fill. That spot is currently held by the Democrat Alyssa Mitzkog. We wanted to run a candidate against Alyssa because, unfortunately, she votes the wrong way on some of the important social issues that really affect North Dakota families. Mm-hmm. And so... I'm running for that spot. I'm running to make sure that we have the right biblical worldview, social values on all of the critical family issues that affect the people of North Dakota. I told you I care about the people, and that's what I meant, right? People like to say that North Dakota is an ag state or North Dakota is an energy state. The most important product we have in North Dakota is farm kids. Okay, the people of North Dakota are what we are best at making, and only we can make them. So when I think about jobs, when I think about regulating big tech, when I think about taxes, when I think it's all through the lens of what is going to make our young people succeed and thrive and stay here and start families of their own that can succeed and thrive and stay here.